and welcome once again to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today we've got a very special edition of the podcast as we bring you a couple of interviews recorded recently at Cisco's Canadian headquarters on the Toronto waterfront. We chat with Jeff Maddox, carrier sales chief at Cisco Canada, and in fact, the company's de facto hockey czar, more on that in a minute, and we're also joined by hockey legend Brian Trottier. So what's a guy with 7 Stanley Cup rings doing on the premier podcast for the Canadian IT channel community? Well, we're branching out. This is our playoff at preview edition, baby. No, that's not it. In this edition, we're talking about Tech for Good, a celebrity hockey tournament being held by Cisco and taking it global early next month in Oakville, Ontario, a fundraiser for Cisco's Connected North program, which we've talked about in the past on this podcast with Cisco's Willa Black and Taking It Global's Michael Furtick. Tech for Good, which Cisco and all are intending on making an annual event, is a 24-team tournament bringing together folks from the IT community, Cisco, partners, customers, and more, with Trottier and a collection of NHL legends. The goal is to raise funds to expand and enhance the reach of Connected North, which brings telepresence connections into schools in Canada's far north. First, we'll run down the details of the program, who can get involved, how to get involved, what those involved will do, with Maddox. Then, we'll get a bit into who to expect from the NHL alumni ranks with Trottier, get some stories about how NHL alumni connect and interact with other participants, and get a preview of the draft, where the best fundraising teams in the tourney get their pick of NHL stars. There's a lot of material, so let's get right into it. My chat's first with Jeff Maddox, and then Brian Trottier. Can you talk a little bit about sort of the genesis of this tournament itself and how it came to be?
Cisco, as part of our Canada 150 initiatives, chose to do fundraising, and when we decided what we wanted to focus on, it was very clear with the idea of bringing technology and social responsibility together that Connected North was the place we wanted to spend our time. And as part of that, we've done fundraising across the country. And I was asked, as a hockey dad, a minor hockey coach, and an aspiring hockey player, to coordinate a fundraiser that would be hockey-oriented. And considering, you know, the... here we are in Toronto, sort of a lot of hockey going on in and around the GTA... we thought it was a great opportunity to use hockey as a vehicle to connect people and to raise funds for Connected North.
What could be more Canadian than and in this industry than having some tech folks get out and play some hockey?
Well, I think you touched on two things there. I think the idea of hockey is not only Canadian, but I think it's... I continue to learn more about how it interconnects into the fabric of these communities we're talking about as well. So it's... Connected North does a great job using technologies and providing education and support not only to students but to teachers. Hockey is has a similar role in those communities where it's a vehicle, an outlet for being athletic, getting active. It could be, in Brian Trottier's case, an opportunity for him to leave his community and move on to a bigger hockey career. So for us, it's a great combination of technology and sport. And the role of hockey in connecting people and connecting Canadians is clear and strong. I think the other part that's quite interesting for us is when we look at the number of opportunities we all have for our fundraising time and money, two observations we made. One was that there is very little being done to support Indigenous youth. And so for that, I encourage everyone to get involved. Whether it's as simple as educating yourself, go to connectednorth.org. Make a donation to all of our partners out there. We'd love to have more of you involved. We've been fortunate to have several already step up and get involved, whether that's by way of fundraising or by putting a team in. But there's certainly more that any one of us can do, any one of our partners can do. And so we'd love to see more people get involved. I think that's my final thought, really, around, you know, the idea of this being a technology-focused effort. So Cisco has a big role in a lot of technology things in the history of the internet, in the Canadian technology sector. And we would love to see this event become not only an annual event, but become something that the tech community can really get behind, from our customers and our partners, and for that matter, our competitors. We'd love to see more and more people really get behind this initiative and have this become an ongoing technology for good in the Canadian market.
All right. Sounds good. So for this tournament that we're having in April, can you kind of walk us through what that experience is going to look like if I am a partner or customer or otherwise connected entity that is acting as a sponsor and fielding a team?
Right. Well, it's a 24-team tournament. We will be raising funds between now and then. And the night before the tournament, on April 6th, we will host what we call a draft party, where we will rank the teams based on how much funds they've raised. So it'll be a competition getting to the tournament. Mm-hmm. The highest fundraising teams get to select their NHL alumni first. And so there's a pretty good competition already underway to figure out who gets to pick their favorite alumni first. And we know already that there are a number of pretty famous Leafs alumni. Considering we're in Toronto, we expect they might be of great interest to people. We've got... I've been working with Rick Natras, who is helping me identify the alumni players that are going to be able to join us. And it's also important to note we have a number of Indigenous players, Tyler Kennedy and Aaron Asham, who will also be eligible to be drafted. So at that draft party, which will be held at the Hall of Fame, we'll have an opportunity to enjoy the Hall of Fame, spend some time with these NHL alumni, and we'll have an opportunity to select our player that will skate with us the next morning. And so on Saturday, April 7th, in Oakville at the 16 Mile Community Center, we will play three games each in a fun, competitive hockey tournament where you'll get a chance to play three different teams. Your NHL alumni will play with you in that tournament. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be an opportunity to spend some time with them, both on the ice and in preparing for the games, to talk about, you know, their life stories, you know, how they got to where they were, some fun competition stories about both successes and failures in the game of hockey, and a chance for... you know, teams to get together and have some fun, get some exercise, and most importantly, raise some funds for Connected North.
All right. Obviously, if a partner can field a team, that's great. That's ideal. One of the things that certainly came out over the course of the afternoon today, though, is for smaller partners or folks who may not be able to field an entire team, there are opportunities for individuals or a couple folks to come on, aren't there?
That's right. I think there's two ways that we imagine others participating. I mean, it could be as simple as providing sponsorship and support for the event that way. But if mm-hmm. there are a few players at each of these events, we are a couple teams away from the number that we've budgeted for in terms of size and space. So mm-hmm. One of the thoughts that you're referring to is that we might accommodate a few players from a number of different teams and field another team. So if they are interested, please reach out to us and we will... see if we can't field yet another team for that. So if it's two or three people, we think we can... we've heard enough rumblings that there might be two or three people at a couple of different places and put together yet another team to enter the tournament.
Yeah. Right, makes sense. Being a fundraising effort, you're doing some auctions. It sounds both silent and traditional. Can you share a little bit about what'll be up for grabs among the great hockey memorabilia and I think some other sports-related gear as well?
Well, certainly there will be a lot of... NHL jersey things available that have been donated. Brian's been a big help in connecting us with a number of the NHL franchises and getting us autographed jerseys. That'll be a staple. Cisco will be donating a platinum box for a Leafs game in November of next season. Mm-hmm. That'll be up for grabs. And there'll be all kinds of sports memorabilia, predominantly hockey-oriented. And a few other things that we'll keep secret until we get a little closer to the event to pique everyone's interest.
You mentioned the partner community is already involved. Can you share a little bit about sort of the involvement we've seen to date and the opportunity for other folks to get out and get in there?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think the partner community is very important to Cisco and a primary vehicle for us as a route to market in terms of how we deliver our technologies to the Canadian industry. We've had support from Dimension Data, Scalar, Benchmark, Shaw, and Telus, all who are either sponsoring and or participating in the tournament. But there's lots of place for others to join us, and we'd love to see more and more of our partners participate.
All right. So if I'm inspired, if I want to get out there and field a team or sponsor, how do I get involved?
Well, you can contact your local Cisco account manager. I'm sure they'd be happy to connect you with, or your Cisco partner manager will connect you with myself, Jeff Maddox at Cisco. You can go to the Connected North website, www.connectednorth.org, and midway down the first page is a Tech for Good logo, and that'll take you mm-hmm. to the site where you can either contact for more information, make a donation, or sign up a team.
All right, and those links, dear listener, will be in the show notes should you wish to make that jump. Jeff, thanks for taking the time. Any final thoughts?
First of all, thank you for the time and for listening to our message. We're excited about this opportunity. The energy in our room today from people like Brian Trottier, from a lot of the partners and customers that were here with us, is palpable. We're very excited about this event and look forward to everyone's help in making it a successful annual event that really is a marquee in the tech industry.
Brian, can you share a little bit about how you came to be involved with this tournament?
Well, it was a wonderful opportunity. I think we had Rick Natras had approached me and said that he had some conversations with Cisco about a program that they had going north. And right around Hall of Fame time, mid-November, we came over and had a wonderful chat, learned a little bit more about Connected North and their idea of putting a little hockey tournament together and spearheading that aspect of it. And we thought, wow, this is just kind of shares the same kind of thing that we do as an Aboriginal alumni hockey team, which is try to get a message north. And they do it via teleconferencing. And I think this is spectacular because now we get into communities that we might not be able to afford to get into. And it's kind of sharing the message. And so we're really excited. We're really excited about this being the inaugural, the first, and making it a wonderful kind of a springboard into many. So for my alumni guys, I can't thank them enough. For the Cisco team, I can't thank them enough. And to share this and make it something special for hockey fans, I think is always fun.
Obviously, a big part of the tournament is the opportunity to interact with yourself and some of your peers. Can you share a little bit about what you and your peers in the NHL alumni community will be doing on the day of the tournament and kind of how you interact with folks day of? And if you're comfortable with name-dropping, who else can we expect to see there from the NHL tier?
We've got Rick Natras in charge of the roster, and he's got quite a group. Some colorful guys, some local popular players, and what the players try to do from our alumni standpoint is not just get on the ice and pass the puck and play the game with and against some hockey wannabes, so to speak. But I think from the standpoint of sharing stories in the locker room and sharing experience of their path to the NHL, some fun they've had at the NHL level, some highlights in their careers. And I think that's really kind of the dynamic for the hockey fans is the stories. They want to hear the experiences that, they, as hockey fans, love to hear. I enjoy standing around hearing Billy Smith stories. When Smitty's there, I love sitting around listening to Tiger Williams stories when he's there, and Daryl Sittler stories, and Lanny McDonald stories, and Guy Lafleur, because I'm a fan. And if I'm enjoying these stories, I'm sure, every hockey fan would enjoy these stories. So the engagement and the participation of our alumni is spectacular. And it's, they really enjoy over the years and have learned, I think, how to enjoy themselves at these events. So it's special for us because the fans certainly enjoy our attendance. And for them to put the blades on again, maybe go out there and enjoy the game a little bit more, I think is always fun. Try to play the game as long as we possibly can till the body lets out. But I think it's going to be a spectacular fundraiser. I think that is the bottom line of the whole thing. I think there's going to be some great funds that are going towards a great cause, which is giving opportunity to Indigenous youth and hopefully help them achieve some of their dreams.
Part of the fun leading into it is the night before, as I understand it, you have a bit of a draft, as it were, where the team that raises the most fun gets the first pick of NHL alumni on their squad. I'd love to get your thoughts. Who do you think's going first round this year?
Oh my God, that's always a question. Usually it's a dynamic Maple Leaf hockey player. we've seen at previous tournaments we've seen Boris Salming go, we've seen Daryl go, Lanny go. Usually it's a pretty popular Maple Leaf, especially in and around the Toronto area, and we love that. We understand that. That's a big part of it. And so popularity, colorful players tend to go real high. And it's not always the very best players in the crowd that go high. It's sometimes the most popular, colorful guys that go real well. So we'll see how the draft goes. It's always an interesting part of the evening because you don't know, I think I... an Ottawa Senators fan, and is the guy, Montreal Canadiens fan, and then their team might just go completely against the captain some nights. You have like a mini mutiny going on, and that's always kind of a fun dynamic that can happen. So, it's entertainment, that's for sure.
All right. You had a chance to sort of engage in the Connected North model a little bit today with the we had a session here at Cisco headquarters talking via telepresence to one of the schools in Iqaluit that is part of the program. You had a chance to interact with a couple students who are themselves hockey players and just got back from winning a tournament, as they told us. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and kind of how that brought this all home for you, if you would?
Well, I think for me, understanding what video teleconferencing is and real time like that was a powerful moment to be participant and see the reaction of those hockey players, students, mm-hmm. you know, youth, and the how engaged the teachers were as well. I think there's a wonderful appreciation, I think, that happens with the human spirit when something like this happens. And then I think Cisco hit it right on the head when they said Connected North. You feel connected. That's a moment of connection where everybody feels like, hey, you know what? This is real time. This is really happening. Yeah. And it's actually a little overwhelming, but special. And I think, you know, going away today and the people that actually saw the video conference, I think will be not only impressed, but inspired. So job well done by Cisco.
So there you have it. Tech for Good, as described by Cisco Jeff Maddox and hockey legend Brian Trottier. I'd like to thank them both for taking the time to do the podcast, and thank you for listening. And here are the details on the tournament again. It's Saturday, April 7th in Oakville, with the draft pre-party on the Friday night, April 6th, at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. You can learn more by contacting your Cisco rep if you're a partner, or by visiting the Connected North website, www.connectednorth.org. Hope you can make it out. It should be a great time, and it's supporting a great cause. Hey, the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week when we're joined by ESET's Tony Anscombe. March is Fraud Prevention Month, and Tony will join us to chat about one of the newest and fastest growing form of fraud that he's seeing, those surrounding Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So join us then and check that out. But until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.